Story of David Tovey, Rabbi Yeshua Aaron Sefer.
Okay, we're holding Zois Chanukah. The last day of Chanukah state that the tefillahs that a person davens on the last day of Chanukah are very, very powerful. Michal Yudel Lefkowitz, Sechesadok Levrocha, Shiva Fonovich, Shiva Katana, said that what's so special, what's the koyach of Zeis Chanukah? So he says, after a whole week of saying Halal Sholem, you say the complete Halal, and you're praising the Rabbeinu Sholem for a whole 7 days, after 7 days of being Mahalal and praising the Rabbeinu Sholem, person's on a very high madrega, and the koyach tefillah after 7 days of halal sholem are very powerful, and the tefillahs are answered. So it's a great, it's a big day, Zeis Chanukah, day of tefillah. The person also has to be careful with the leftover oil. That the leftover oil, Shulchan Aruch says, you have to burn it. Can't just use it. Oil in the menorah, not in the bottle. Yeah, and that's a chiddush, because even though the ma'aser you bought it for Chanukah, it doesn't have the kedusha. Right? But the leftover oil in the menorah has a kedusha. Right? So if there's any bits of leftover oil from last night, it has a kedusha. Oh, so the wicks, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that the wicks as well. Right, and Mishnah Berurah and Shulchan Aruch just says the oil, but in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch he adds on the wicks as well, right, that a person should burn them. And that's a chiddush, because normally something that was used for a mitzvah doesn't have such a kedusha, right? For example, the walls of a sukkah, right, or yischach, right? Doesn't say, you know, okay, you shouldn't do derech bezoyin, you shouldn't put it in the bin together with the potato peels, right? But doesn't have that kedusha. However, the shemen in the menorah is compared to the shemen of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, right? And therefore it has an extra kedusha, so it was used for a mitzvah, right? Even the normal tashmisha mitzvah you can dispose of, here you have to treat it extra carefully, and so the Shulchan Aruch says you should burn it. You could make it tonight, anything more than half an hour, yeah, it doesn't have the mitzvah. Yes, you can do that. Also, interestingly, it says that you shouldn't leave the leftover oil from the menorah, not from the bottle, from the menorah, if there's leftover oil, you shouldn't save it for next year, because since it has a kedusha, you might use it for other things, so you should be careful. Don't leave it lying around, don't leave it till the next year, Chanukah. Better to burn it now, burn it today and on Sunday. However, I saw brought down, there are people, they save it, what?
So the oil is in the bottle?
No, in the menorah.
Oh, it's in the bottle.
No, the oil in the menorah, don't leave it for next year. And because you might use it for other things, and then you're not using it, inappropriately. I saw even brought down you shouldn't even use it for Neir Shabbos, because that's an extra kedusha, more than the kedusha of Neir Shabbos. But there are those that they keep it till Pesach and they burn the chometz with the leftover oil. So Shein Azach. Okay, so that's just a little bit about the day, the Zeis Chanukah. And of course, we want to take something with us after such a beautiful Yom Tov of Chanukah. What do we take with us going forward? So, we know Chanukah is based a lot about the Chashmonaim. What does the word Chashmonaim mean? Right, in English, they translate it as the Hasmoneans. Right, but what exactly does it mean, the Chashmonaim? So, interestingly, some people say that it means people that come from the town of Chashmona. Now, although Chanukah is a yont of Drabonon, there are many Ramazim in the Torah for Chanukah. Right? The 25th stop that Klai Yisrael rested when they were in the Midbar for 40 years, right? The 25th stop was a place called Chashmona. So some people say the Kahanim, they came from Chashmona, so called Chashmonaim. But, you know, someone who believes in communism is called a communist. Right, a socialist, someone who believes in socialism. Right, someone who believes in Ches Shin Mem, Chodesh, Shabbos, and Mila is called a Chashmonaimnik. Right, so Chashmonaim come from the word, the Rosh HaTevis of Chodesh, Shabbos, and Mila. And those were the three mitzvahs that the Yevonim came, the Greeks came and said, you're not allowed to keep it. Right, and they were Moser Nefesh. And they said, no, we're going to do whatever we can, right, to do these mitzvahs. So they got the name Chashmonaim. Right? And these were people that had the power within them, the drive of Mesiris Nefesh, of to do whatever needs to be done. And when a person comes along and he says, I'm going to be Mesiris Nefesh, I'm going to put that effort to do that mitzvah, then they see Merdek Siyata Deshmaya. And that's really the yisoid of Chanukah, and that's a message of Chanukah. Now, what we put effort into, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always give us the divine help, the Siyata Deshmaya, that we will succeed. And then you think about it, you know, 12 or 13 Koilingalite, that's what they were. They were Koilingalite, Kaihanim. They never went to the gym, they didn't do a workout, they weren't, you know, they weren't the JDL, the Jewish Defense boys, you know, going out. They were, you know, old men, you know, the white beards and, you know, Torah mitzvahs, and the fighting, a massive army. Right? They didn't have tanks in those days, but they had elephants, they had horses. Right? These were people who were trained soldiers. And they said, that's it, we're going to be Mesiris Nefesh. Enough's enough. We need to be able to keep all the mitzvahs. Right? And that's really the Yisoid, the Bnei Yisoschar, the beautiful tefillah that's printed in some of the Siddurim. Right? Before you light the menorah, right? You say, Shetei chashuvim kebeles mrutzel v'necha mitzvahs halakas neyes chanukah, ki lahar all the kavonois that the kehana mishras Hashem be'esa sh'or lomus nafsham, that they're willing to give up their lives. B'shul koi shimcha agod la'gibor v'anayra. The Bach says that we know the whole reason of the Chanukah, why it all started, was she'estrashlu b'aveda. They became lax. They had more easy, laid-back attitude to avodas Hashem. And therefore, when they put the effort, they exerted themselves, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the Siyata Deshmaya. So the beautiful pshat, that's the whole concept of the dreidel. The dreidel, is this little toy. The only way it stands tall is if you spin it. If you put drive into it, if you give it motion, then it stands tall, it carries on. Yeah? You take away the drive, the dreidel falls. Right? And that's what Yid's all about. That's what Chanukah is all about. A person has to put the drive, the enthusiasm, the effort into our davening, our chesed, our Torah learning. Right? It's very much, it's in Yiddishkeit, you don't have the helicopter stage where you can stand mid-air. There's no cruise control. Right? You need to you're either going up or you're going down. It's very much like going up an escalator that's going down. Right? I've tried it many years ago, not recently. Right? You know, you have to push yourself to go up. You think you're going to stand still, you automatically go down. Right? So too, it doesn't matter what stage a person's in his life. Tefillah, Torah, Chesed, Midas Tovus, a person always has to put that effort into into the serving of Hashem in order to carry on going up, because otherwise we go down. Now the Bnei Yisoschar, one of the great Chassidish Rebbe, has a beautiful, fascinating insight into Chanukah. He says, you know, there's 12 Chadoshim, there's 12 months, and there's 12 Shvotim, and every Chodesh corresponds to another month. So you have the month of Kislev. The month of Kislev corresponds. The month of Kislev corresponds to the Shevet of Binyamin. And now, what's the connection, Binyamin, to the month of Kislev? So the Pasuk in Devarim says, concerning about when Yaakov Avinu was given the brachos, the pasuk says, "Vinyamin Amar, Yedid Hashem." Vinyamin is a Yedid Hashem. Yishkoin Levet Acholav, he'll rest, he'll dwell with security. Choyfufal of Kalayim, Ubein Seifav Shochin. So Vinyamin is called Yedid Hashem. The word Yedid is a combination of two words: Yad Yad, Yedid. A friendship is yad yad, because a very strong friendship is a strong handshake. It's a hand on a hand, and it's firm. So the yedid Hashem is a yad and a yad. So Binyamin is called that yedid that has a strong relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In what way? So the Netziv brings down the Gemara in Soita, the Flam and Zayin. The Gemara in Soita, fascinating Gemara, says that when Klai Yisrael came to Kiryas Yamsuf, there was a dispute between Shevet Yehuda and Shevet Binyamin, who should jump into the sea. And how should the Kriyas Yamsuf take place? Shevet Yehuda said that you can see there's a Ruach Azza, Ruach Kodem Azza, Kol HaLayla. There's a strong easterly wind. It's not good to change nature. Shmuel doesn't like to change nature. If somebody has a nace happening to him, it says, Menaken Lo Mizuchu Yosef, they take away from his merits. So a person shouldn't ask for miracles, because Shmuel doesn't like to change nature. So Yehuda said, leave it. Don't do anything. You see there's a strong easterly wind blowing at the sea. It's going to clear because we have nowhere else to go. Behind us are the Egyptians. To the right and left are the deserts. We only have to go forward. Hashem's doing something so windy, like it's like by a tsunami. The sea recedes back. Yeah, there's something happening. It's going to recede back. We'll be able to cross over. We'll be able to go. And Binyamin said no. Shevet Binyamin said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see our efforts. We need to jump into the sea. We need to go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will perform miracles for us. And Shevet Binyamin jumped into the sea. Yehuda, Shevet Yehuda were angry. Says they started stoning them. Now the Gemara brings down another opinion, right, that it was Shevet Yehuda that jumped in. And that's Nachshon ben Aminodov. Right, but that's a completely different shitta. Right? This shit in the Gemara says El Shevet Binyamin that jumped in. They were the Shevet that had Mesiris Nefesh. So therefore says in Netziv that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to repay Shevet Yehuda and Shevet Binyamin, right, Shevet Yehuda said, look, leave things naturally. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of it. Amazing B'tochen in Hashem. Hashem said, I'm going to reward you with Malchus. Now Malchus, a kingship, is also a natural phenomenon. Right? You have it here in England, you have a queen. Right? The Netherlands, other countries, they have kings. Denmark, king of Denmark. There are countries, you have kings, you have queens. It's a normal part of society. So Yehuda, you'll be Zeicha, you'll have kingship. With Shevet Binyamin, you're Moisa Nefesh. You jumped into the sea, you did Hashem, between your shoulders you can have the Shechina, and the Beis HaMikdosh is actually built on the portion of the land of Binyamin. The rest of Yerushalayim is Shevet Yehuda, but the Beis HaMikdosh belongs to Shevet Binyamin. Right, the Beis HaMikdosh had 10 daily miracles every single day. Right, you are Moshe Nefesh. Kishvach says you went beyond nature, I will change nature for you. You will see 10 daily miracles taking place in the Beis HaMikdosh every day. So he says that is the Shevet of Binyamin. If you look in Parshas Vayechi, also the Netziv picks up on this, when the brachas of Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov calls Binyamin a ze'ev. He calls him a wolf. You know, there was once a some girl, she wrote into one of the newspapers, one of the Yiddish newspapers, she said that someone was doing shidduch inquiries about one of her friends. So the fellow who was doing shidduch inquiries said that when you think of your friend, what animal do you think of? So she got very, very offended. Yeah, a very rude question. So the next week, so Bocha wrote back, I don't understand you. Yeah, Binyamin is referred to as Ze'ev, and Don to Nochosh, the Yehuda to a lion. You see, the Shvatim are compared to lions. What's wrong with such a question that when you think of your friend, what animal you think of? So I don't know whether the letters are true. Sometimes the editor puts things in just to get people to buy the paper as well. Right, so it could be the letters are made up. Anyways, Binyamin Ze'ev Yitro. Binyamin is compared to a Ze'ev. The Netziv in the Emek Dovon, Parshas Vayechi, he says that a ze'ev is different to a lion. A lion is a powerful animal. It goes, it attacks, it tears its prey apart. He says a ze'ev is very, very afraid. The shepherd has to guard his sheep from the wolves. Yeah? What does the shepherd have? A stick. That's all he has, and the wolf is afraid of that. Right? He doesn't come with knives and submachine guns to shoot the wolf. Right? Then you have the shepherd there with his shepherd stick, with his cane, and that's it. That's enough already to ward off the wolf. So the wolf is quite a pachten. It's quite a scared animal. It runs away from people. But yet the wolf needs to eat. So the Tziv says for the wolf to go and get his sheep, it's Mesiris Nefesh. It has to go beyond its boundaries, beyond what it's comfortable doing, right? And like Mesiris Nefesh, go get its food. Says Yaakov Avinu, I see in you, Shevet Binyamin, you have that Goyach. That is who you are. His lashon. Says the lashon by Binyamin in the Netziv in Vizayis Abrochel. Binyamin Amai, he did Hashem. Kava Sheva Binyamin, and this was the thing. The Salich B'derech Chassidus, the Hefkeirus. I mean, it's just going Hefkeirus in a good way. Lemaile mitava anushi bebitochin. So Sheva Binyamin have the koyach of bitochin in Hashem that they'll be mafke themselves, going beyond their natural capabilities for the sake of Hashem. That's Sheva Binyamin. Right, in Shmuel Aleph and Perek Dalid, right, when they went to fight with the Plishtim, so they lost. It was terrible, and Chofni and Pinchas died. Right, va'aroina lekinulkach u'shnei b'nei Eli meisu Chofni v'Pinchas. The pasuk says va'yoratz ish binyamin ma'amarocha. There was an ish binyamin that ran from the war, and he came to Shiloh, and his clothing was torn. He had earth on his head. Right, who's this ish binyamin? What was he running? What was going on? Says Rashi, zehoy shol. This was Shol, Shol HaMelech, who's from Shevet Binyamin. Chotof haluchos miyad Golias barach loy. That's what Rashi says. Binyamin, Shol HaMelech grabbed the luchos from Golias, the big mighty Golias. He says, what? They grabbed the Aron. At least I'm going to get the luchos back. And he went to fight Golias, and he grabbed the luchos from Golias and brought it back to Shiloh. That was Binyamin. Fayoretz ish Binyamin. Right, Binyamin had a koyach of mesiris nefesh. I'm going to do it. It says the Zoya that when Yosef saw Binyamin, Vayaris Binyamin Ochiv ben Imoy, right, this week's parasha, next week's parasha, Vayaris Binyamin Ochiv ben Imoy, he saw Binyamin, his brother, ben Imoy. What's ben Imoy? Says the Zoya, did Yukne de Imoy have a bay? Binyamin had the facial features of Rachel, but have a domi duyukne duyukne de Rachel. They look the same. The Zohar is not just telling us that, they look the same. You know, oh, who does he look like? He looks like the father, the mother, oh, your side, my side. That's not what the Zohar is telling us. The Zohar is telling us Rachel had the koyach of mesiris nefesh. She gave over the simonim with tremendous mesiris nefesh. She didn't know she was going to marry Yaakov 7 days later. She gave over the simonim. Koyach of mesiris nefesh, and that's what Yosef saw on the facial features of Binyamin. Right, so Binyamin is a shevet. You see, from Pashas Vayichi and the Zayis Bracha and in Shmuel and in the Zoya, he had the koyach of mesiris nefesh, and that's why it says Bnei Soscha that Chodesh Kislev is the Chodesh of Binyamin. Because Chodesh Kislev is the Chashmonoim, and as a koyach of mesiris nefesh, where a person goes beyond his natural capabilities, and when a person goes beyond what he can do, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu always goes midah keneged midah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the person siyata d'shmaya. That's a Gemara. And Brachas, where the Gemara says, why in the early generations they would zoicha to nisim, and their papa asked Abaya, nowadays we don't, and Abaya said, in the early 10 generations, they were mesiris nefesh. Right, they serve Hashem, they push themselves, and a person pushes themselves, they see this Yad HaDeshmaya. During World War II, there was a group of Tels of Bochum that was escaping from Lithuania, going on the train for many, many days through Russia, and then eventually catching a ship. And one of the Bochum on the train was a Bochum called Rav Chaim Stein, eventually became the Rosh Yeshiva of Tels in Cleveland. Right, they were on the train, and all of a sudden, one of the Bochum said, hey, it's Hanukkah tonight. On a train, escaping from the Nazis. Hanukkah tonight, what are we going to do? The train stopped that night, and one of the Bochum had a genius idea. The wheels are lubricated with oil and grease. So when the train stopped, they took a little L'chaim glass, a little cup, and they scraped off the oil and the lubrication from the wheels, and they had enough, and they lit the Hanukkah. And every night, during Hanukkah, when the train stopped, and in the evening at night, they went, they scraped off a bit of oil from the wheels, right, and they lit the neiros for half an hour. Eighth night Hanukkah, train stopped, and it was freezing cold, and the oil and the grease froze to the wheels. And they tried to scrape, they couldn't get anywhere. Aynes Rachmana Patre, they went inside and went to sleep. Two Bochum, Rav Chaim Stein and his Chavrusa said, look, if we can't do the mitzvah of Hanukkah, At least we can talk about it. Neshama parms of Hiseinu, like the Avoid on Yom Kippur. You know, you say the Avoid, Chatosi, Avisi, Achas V'Achas, Achas V'Shlaim. And if you say it, it's as if you're doing it. So let us learn about Hanukkah. It's as if we are fulfilling the mitzvah. And he sat with his chavrusa quietly. Everybody else went to sleep. And he sat with his chavrusa quietly, and they were learning all about Hanukkah. Well past midnight, the train master is going up and making sure everything's okay. And he sees two gentlemen, two bochum, that are up. He says, "Oh, Mr. Stumler, you need a candle. It's all dark over here." Takes out a candle and he gives it to them. And they light it that night. Chaim Stein went through the war. He never spoke about the Mechava. He didn't like talking about it. But this is the one thing he used to speak about, was this Maisa. He was over 90 years old, and someone comes over to him and says, "Rashiva, is that story, I heard the story they say, is it really true?" So he said, "Yeah, it's a true story." And what's the second question everybody asks? Do you think it was Eliyahu HaNavi? You know, middle of the night, it's like crazy, candles. Do you think it was Eliyahu HaNavi? So Chaim Stein is already a Rashiva over 90 years old. And he said, "I want to tell you, I don't know. I've never had it. I don't know. I'm a Pasha Tayyid. I don't know what Gili Yalanovi means. But I can tell you one thing, that when you make a nefesh to do a mitzvah, and you push yourself and you want to do it, Hashem already gives you the Siyata Dishmaya that you can do it." And that's the Koyach HaChanukah. A person's make a nefesh for something, he has Siyata Dishmaya. And there's a Yid in Eretz Yisrael, a very famous Yid. His name is Abishai Wallace. Bisha Wallace is very, very big in Kiruv. He works for Arachim. Amazing, amazing Kiruv worker. Big speaker. He goes around. He does a lot. He was once making an appeal to raise money for Kiruv. He's talking about Oscar Schindler. What Oscar Schindler did during the war to save every Yid. Right? And when they had to move, and he got visas for them. And after the war, he saved about over 1,000 Jews during World War II. They bought him a gold ring. The survivors bought him a ring, and they inscribed on it, "Kol ha'makayim nefesh achas b'Yisrael ki'ilu kiyum olam malei." Whoever sustains the Yid, saves the Yid, as if you're saving the world. They gave it to him as a present. So he said, "Look what Oscar Schindler did to save the Yid. What do we need to do?" And he inspired everybody. So a lady comes and says, "Look, all I have on me is $20. And she gives him $20. She walks away. And then she comes back and she says, "Look, I have my watch. You can take my watch as well and sell it, because I really want to support your cause." It was one of these plastic straps, Casio, you know, you buy them for a fiver, a second hand, I'm probably worth 150 or something. And she gives it to him. All right, what's he going to do with it? He took it, didn't want to be rude. A few weeks later, he's raising funds, and he tells the group of people that he was with, the whole story, and he says, "I have this lady even gave me a watch." People were so moved, within a few minutes he made $12,000 like that. Yeah, so he does a lot for Kiruv. Right now there's a Maisa with a Yid in Hungary called the Shraga Feigl Winkler. Shraga Feigl Winkler had five children, beginning of the Muhammad, an Hungarian Yids, and the war broke out. He was taken straight away to a slave camp. And there's a Yid who's very makbud and kashrus, very strong, you know, no matter what was happening, and he gave chizuk to others as well. And one day he sees a Yid from his hometown, also brought to that camp. And he goes running over to him, "What happened to my family?" You know, he says they'll take him to Birkenau. Everybody knew Birkenau was got gassed, you know, within a day or two. It was a death camp. And he was broken, and his heart was broken to pieces. But Smachazik himself, the Nazis were losing the war. It was about a day before liberation. And a Nazi, a soldier, SS soldier, calls him over, the Shraga Feigl Winkler, and he says, "I've noticed that you never had the horse meat soup and things like that. Right? I can see you're careful about your religion. Here's a shtickel chaza, a piece of ham." He says, "You eat this." He goes, "We're running. Tomorrow we're out. You guys are all free." Yeah, because the war's over. "Either you eat this now, or I'm going to shoot you." And he says, "No, I'm not eating it." The Nazi took out a gun and shot him dead. People heard about the story. This Shraga Feigl Winkler had one daughter who actually survived the war. She heard about the story as well, how her father got killed, very upset about it. She married a Polish survivor and lived in Tel Aviv, completely non-religious. She had two sons, one of them an Israeli pilot, an Israeli Air Force. This Israeli pilot one day is standing in a queue to buy a ham sandwich. And he's standing in the queue, And then he says, oh, just something triggered in his mind about his grandfather who was shot not to eat a shtickel chaza. And he thinks, one minute, either I'm mad or he's mad. One of us have to be meshuggah. And he left the queue because I have to find out. And it became a chazer b'tshuva, and his name is Rabbi Yishai Wallace. This year today, who's going around and giving shiurim and being makar of people, right? It was his grandfather who was meisa nefesh not to eat the shtokah chaza in the war. And when someone's meisa nefesh for something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always pays back mesiras nefesh. A person will always see the siyata d'shmaya. Sometimes it's more dramatic, sometimes less dramatic. But to see those meisa nefesh for kashrus, that's what spurred on his grandson to do tshuva. That was the koyach of mesiras nefesh. Yaakov Glinsky says that he was in Chanukah, he was in the camps, he was in Siberia. Right? He was one yid with 80 non-Jewish inmates. It came Chanukah, no menorah. But he had an idea in the bedroom where they had there was one big central lamp hanging from the roof. Now Yaakov Glinsky, as you know, was very, very short. So he told the chevra that, you know, it's my holiday, it's a Jewish holiday, and if you can somehow lift me up and I can just make the flame a little bit bigger, yeah, I'll raise the wick and make a bigger flame, I can somehow celebrate my miracle, my holiday. So he says, sure, there's a 6-foot non-Jewish inmate, and he says, yeah, and he stood him up on the shoulders, held him by his feet, and Yaakov Glinsky was there, and he made the 3 brachas, Besuma Nissa, right? And as he's trying to raise the wick, he puts it out. By mistake. All of a sudden it went, ah, they were so angry, threw him off. And all of a sudden the guards come, what's the commotion? Oh, there's a uprising over here, you're making it all dark. Who did it? They all said, yeah, it was the Jew that did it. And he gets taken into the officer's room. And there's a kangaroo court over there. Right, we're throwing you into a solitary confinement cell where you can't sit, you can't sleep. You know, for 3 days you're going to be standing position, a bunch of rats and things. So Bjorn is always happy. Oh, that's just what I wanted. He says, why? Because, you know, we have a celebration where we sit in little booths. They're getting mixed up with sukkahs. And I was just wondering, how can I do it? And now, this is my plan. It's all working. Right? So he says, yeah? No, you're going back to the barracks. I'm not letting you do that. I'm not helping you celebrate your celebration. And he's back in the barracks. He says, that was his nice Hanukkah. Right? A person's meisa nefesh, because Baruch Hu is always there to help a person, and that's a yid. A yid puts the effort. That's what Chanukah is. We put our effort into the avodas Hashem. I'll finish up with one beautiful vort. Many people ask that the Yevonim came and said, write al keren hashor, kisvul al keren hashor, sheilchem chedik b'lekei Yisrael. Write on the horn of an ox that you don't believe in Hashem. Everybody asks. I mean, you know, you're going on out, I'm going to walk. You don't start reading what's written on the horn of an ox. Right? So there's many different pshatim. What does it mean on the horn of an ox? There's a famous story with the Blei Blopian. He used to be a rav in London. To Mincha Ma'ariv, they used to come and shmuz to him. One day a fellow comes. He says, I went to a museum. Yeah, there was a thing of baby bottles, all different types of baby. The Greeks used to drink the baby bottles were made of horns. A nice little horn, little hole at the end. Oh, so Blaib said, oh, that's why they wrote Kisul Chema Karen Ashar. But so beautiful pshat. When Dina was kidnapped, so they came to Shechem, wanted to marry Dina. So Shechem's father, Hamor, came to Yaakov Avinu said, look, I'm the prince of Shechem, of this area, and you come from princes of Avram Avinu. We should make a shidduch, we're all royal families. So Yaakov Avinu said, you're Chamor, you're a donkey. Yeah, I'm a shor. But the Bokarot Avram was compared to a shor. Right? A shor and a Chamor says, Le'sach shor v'chamor yachtov, you can't put the two together. So therefore, we're not good shidduch. Okay, his name was Chamor, and he called him a donkey, and he can't. What's going on over here? Very funny way to answer a person besides being a play on words. So I saw a beautiful pshat. A Chamor is an animal where the reward comes instantly. Its primary use is to schlep goods from A to B. You schlep the goods from A to B, you pay the donkey driver for the donkey doing the service, and it's done, finished. A shor plows the fields. You plow, then you sow. Right? Then you have to water the field, then it grows, then you have to harvest, then you have to grind the flour, then you have to bake it. It's a whole process. You don't see the rewards of what the Shor is doing straight away. It's only later. That's a yid. Hayoim la'asayson, we put the effort in now. V'mocho l'kabas chorim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will repay us later. So he's saying, your son, Shechem, instant gratification. He couldn't even wait. He had to go and abuse and kidnap Dinah. You're a chamor. You want instant gratification. We, Klal Yisrael, is assured. We put the effort into things, the payment will come later. And therefore, Lesach is sure, V'chamor yachtov. You're a chamor, we're sure. It doesn't go together. Right? And this is what the Yevanim bothered the Yidden. Right? You're sure. You're working hard, you're investing. We got to stop that. Because the essence of the Yid is the Mesiris Nefesh, the effort that we put in. The reward? HaKadosh Baruch Hu already helped us. We'll see the reward. In Olam Haba, in this world, Midah Keneged Midah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps. And therefore the Yevanim Dafke said, Kisva Keren HaShor, She'ein Lechem Chelek B'Lekei Yisrael. Because that's what they didn't like about the Yidden. That you compare yourself to Shor because you're different to us. Right? And that's what Chanukah is. Chanukah is where we put that mysterious nefesh in, right? And we take that message with us throughout the year. Right? That we put the effort in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mitzvah Hashem, will see our effort and will give us all the siyat of the Shemaya and all the Yeshuas and the Chomets that we need in Mitzvah Hashem. Amen. 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 Amen.